listeners, and welcome to Project Understory, a nonfiction storytelling podcast that delves into the deeper meaning of nature experiences. Does your love for the outdoors resonate in your bones? So does ours. We are storytellers, students, and teachers connected to the Central Wisconsin Environmental Station. We are meaning makers, seeking to understand the world and ourselves better through the dappled shade of a balsam fir or the haunting call of a loon across a lake. Here, you can hear our stories of adventure and contemplation, and perhaps discover your own understory.
Hello, Project Understory listeners. My name is Clara, and today I will be sharing a story with you from when I was a wilderness guide the past summer. First, I'm going to explain to you what wilderness guiding is. Each week, we get a group of campers, and we take them out on a different river. The story I'll be telling you about was on the Namekagon, and throughout the week, we canoe down the river, go to different campsites, check out the wildlife, and not all trips go as planned. So the Namekagon is a beautiful river through Wisconsin, and the water is super clear. You can look through it and see the trout swimming. You can see the sturgeon up in the tall towering trees. You can see bald eagles nesting. There's deer browsing around the shore. There's herons in the water. It is a super peaceful river to canoe on. We were on the first full day of our trip, floating down the river, taking in the scenery, looking at the beautiful surroundings, and we decided that it was getting close to lunchtime and that we would be pulling off soon to stop and take a break. So we're looking around and we see a campsite coming up on the map, and we decide that that would be a good one we're going to stop at. For this trip, we had about 7 canoes to fit our group, and in my canoe, I had a nervous camper. She was nervous from the first day, but we worked on it. We're feeling really confident, and we were going to switch up our canoeing partners, and it would have been their first time canoeing with someone who wasn't one of the guides on the wilderness trip. Well, we didn't make it to lunch as planned because one of our campers in a different canoe, they were trying to steer as we were going around the corner, but the current in the river wasn't really on their side when you're going around a corner. And their canoe T-boned into me and my nervous camper's canoe. And we got shoved into the bank and we're getting pushed under the brush, under some trees. And this other canoe bounces off of us and was able to make it around the corner. But me and my nervous camper, we are now stuck under a tree and our canoe is slowly getting filled with water. And my nervous camper climbs on top of the tree that fell over into the water and is sitting on the branch. I get swept under, and now it's my turn to climb up on top of the tree that fell. And both of us are now sitting on top of a tree that fell in the water, looking at our group across the river, stopped on the side, looking at our situation, wondering where our canoe went. Well, the river was very clear, so we could look through, look down below us, and our canoe is right where it was when I stepped out of it onto the tree. We're looking at our situation. Next thing you know, thunder rolls in quickly over top of our head. The sun goes away. The water does not look very clear anymore, and it starts pouring, thundering, lightning. It was the heaviest rainstorm, and our canoe is under the water. So we try pushing some sticks under, poking at the canoe, and it starts to move slowly. So Eventually, after about 3 or 4 minutes of poking on it, and now we are totally soaked and our canoe is still under the water, it does float down the river, and thankfully the rest of our group can catch our canoe full of water floating towards them in the rain. Next part was getting my camper and I reunited with our wet canoe. Since everything was all wet, we decided just to jump in and go for a swim to get back to our canoe. We start looking around because we were very close to getting lunch, and we realize our campsite is upstream. The thunder and lightning are still continuing. The sky is dark, no signs of letting up soon. So we decided to dump the water out of our canoe, turn them around, and canoe up the river back to the campsite for lunch. Canoeing upriver is tricky in the first place, but doing it wet, shivering, cold, in a thunderstorm was not the highlight of the trip. But we make it up the river after about 15 minutes of full strength powering to get us there. We realize the steps to get up to the campsite is about 3 foot tall for each step. Our wet Duluth packs are even heavier than they were before, but we lug them up the 3 steps, all 3 foot tall, to get to the top of our beautiful campground, and we pull out our lunch, we tie our canoes off, we break out the lunch and start eating it. Thankfully, we see a sign of hope. We see the sun on the horizon, but the storm clouds are kind of coming and going and still raining. The thunder and lightning passed. And we decide we'll just be done canoeing for the day. We set up camp. By the time we're done setting up camp, gathered firewood, the rain has totally stopped. The sun is shining. The birds are back out. The smell of a spring rain is in the air. We decide that it's now very hot outside. Our clothes are drying on the line. So we put on our swimsuits, go swimming in the clear water, look for fish, look for frogs, see if we can find any salamanders, and then trudge back up the steps one last time for a warm campfire cooked dinner over the fire and some more community time. And we like to share stories around the fire. And my nervous camper who was in my canoe with me that day shared that that was one of the highlights from her trip. She loved the adrenaline rush. It was her highlight for the next 3 days as we finished out the trip. She kept talking about how scary it was, but how much it shaped her. And that made me feel so much prouder of myself and much more believing in my abilities to help guide trips. And this trip was definitely one for the books because not all trips go as planned.
This has been a production of Project Understory. A special thanks to Create Portage County in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Check them out at createportagecounty.org for their many resources available to local artists and creatives. We hope we entertained and inspired you today to encounter nature in new and meaningful ways.